Naturally, with the Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up, law enforcement will be out in force. But I learned something new about the Sheriff's Department yesterday. They may be on a boat near you this weekend. Let's say good morning to Misty Harris from the Sheriff's Department. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well, but a little stymied. What is the Sheriff's Department doing on a boat?
We have a Marine unit that patrols and provides enforcement and safety and education on the Pacific Ocean, the Russian River, Lake Sonoma, the Petaluma River,
wow.
Sonoma Creek, and a part of San Pablo Bay.
I didn't know that until
just
now.
Yeah, not a lot of people do.
Yeah, so boating safety and boating sobriety, I would think, would be paramount this particular weekend.
You're absolutely right. It's National Safe Boating Week, and we're just 2 days away from the big holiday weekend. So we wanted to remind everybody to be safe this weekend, have fun this weekend, practice safe boating measures, make sure you have your life preserver on board and your fire extinguisher on board, make sure everybody is wearing life jackets that are approved by the Coast Guard, and most importantly, make sure that you're driving sober.
You know, we all typically get into trouble when we do something we don't normally do. So I'm assuming that if you're a dad and you just want to grab the family and get in a boat that you've never driven before on a busy weekend, this would not be the time to do it.
I would agree. It's really busy. We expect a lot of people out on the water, and it's a tough time to learn when you have a lot of other things going on.
You know, the other consideration, of course, is doesn't have anything necessarily to do with the water, but it does involve the combination of sun and beer. And sometimes those two things equate to some folks getting behind the wheel this weekend that should not be getting behind the wheel.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've all felt that if you've had a little bit to drink, and it's exacerbated by being out in the sun and being outside. And you know, when you're driving a boat, or just like when you're driving a car, the limit on your blood alcohol is 0.08, and so people can get DUIs boating under the influence in the same way that you can get a DUI behind the car. So we recommend when you're driving a boat that you don't have any alcohol to be as safe as possible.
So let's assume we're not drinking while we're driving our boat. Let's assume we're an experienced boater. What's another mistake people often make out there on the waterways?
You know, in general, it's just not paying attention, especially when it's busy and there's a lot going on. It's just like you get, you know, when you get behind the wheel of a boat, it's the same thing when you get behind the wheel of a car. Pay attention to your surroundings, look ahead of you, look around you, and be able to try to anticipate what other people are doing to avoid any sort of accident.
You know, Misty, I'm so excited this year that we're talking about boating on the river and boating on Lake Sonoma because, you know, this is the first year we've actually had enough water in those bodies of water to actually celebrate and recreate this weekend.
Yes.
That's another thing we need to be worried about, though.
You're absolutely right. Today's river is not the river we enjoyed last year. We have much faster currents. We have portions of the river that are much deeper. We have some parts of the river. We have a beach behind Stumptown, for instance, out in Guerneville. That beach is gone. So the river is really entirely different than what we experienced last year. And so we're cautioning everybody to really pay attention when you're out on the river and you're enjoying yourself. Remember that it's more hazardous than it was last year, to pay attention to what you're doing, but also your kids. Keep your kids safe. Don't leave them unattended. Make sure they're wearing a life jacket. And be safe and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the things I do not want to do on Tuesday morning is talk about somebody drowning in the Russian River. It seems all too common when people think, oh, it's just the Russian River, and people who cannot swim wade out into it and get in trouble. Those people, wouldn't you agree, just need to stay out of the water?
Yes, if you don't know how to swim, please stay out of the water. If you're, you know, we always recommend wearing a life jacket, especially for younger people, you know, for children. And we don't want to have any more drownings this year. We already had one about a month ago. The young woman from Forestville already drowned up in Cloverdale.
Yeah,
we don't want to have that again. We don't want to lose another community member.
Does anybody in the Sheriff's Department get a day off for this holiday weekend, or is everybody working?
We have increased patrols, and we'll have an increased law enforcement presence this weekend. So do expect to see more of us out there.
Yes, we will indeed. Misty, thanks so much for being with us this morning, and happy holiday weekend to you.
Happy holiday weekend to you as well. Thank you for having me.
That's Misty Harris from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Yeah, be on the lookout for them, and be on the lookout for each other as well.